بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم ابن شداد the trusted counselor of Sultan Salah al-Din Ayyubi rahmatullah alayh the esteemed Muslim commander during the Crusade Wars relates once Jerusalem lay mercilessly at the hands of the advancing Crusaders but the Sultan had refused to leave the city it was a cold wintry night and I was alone with the Sultan we spent the night in Salah. Late after midnight, I requested him to have a little rest. He replied, I think you need some sleep, so take a nap. I retired to my chamber at dawn. I returned to perform Salah. I have not slept a single moment, he remarked. After the prayer was over, I advised, turn to Allah and beseech him for help. He asked, why do you say this? I replied, today is Jummah Salah. It's the day of Jummah. You should take a bath before going to Masjid al-Aqsa and secretly give some charity on the way. When you reach the Masjid, offer a special prayer of 2 rakats between the Adhan and the Farz Salah at the place where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed Salah during the Mi'raj. A hadith states that prayers at this time are accepted. Thereafter you should beseech Allah. The Sultan did as I advised him. I was by his side when I observed him in prostration with the tears trickling down his beard onto the prayer mat. Before the day was over, I witnessed the acceptance of his dua. By Monday morning, the enemy had departed due to discord amongst themselves. So the lesson here is, good deeds avert evil and assist in overpowering the enemy because Allah Ta'ala's help and mercy is with those who are righteous. One of our elders commented and said that when we will do good deeds, Allah Ta'ala will take the evil conditions away. But if we don't make an effort for Baydini to come out, then وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا then it will keep on coming back like a circle. Now it will go away. After a few years, few months, it will come back. Then it will go away, it will come back. Until and unless we make a concerted effort to remove the Baydini. And that is how each and every person can come upon 100% deen. This is the responsibility of each and every one of us. Look into our homes, look into our lives, look into our neighbors, look in our locality. What can we do to uplift the level of deen? May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq.